Over the past 20 years, there have been numerous attempts to bring peace to Somalia by force. The Americans failed, culminating in the infamous Black Hawk Down incident. The UN also failed. But this time, says Colonel Muhanga, it's different.
This is African solving their own problem. African solving African problems. So the Somalis identify more with us because we are neighbors, we are Africans. They identify more than us than the foreign forces that have been ever here before.
But the Islamists still have their supporters, and not necessarily for religious reasons. It's pretty quiet at Mogadishu's seaport. That might be because it's the middle of the day and people are resting, or it might be because Mogadishu is, Mogadishu. There are a couple of boys splashing around in the water, but also a few ships docked here and some trucks laden with the goods that have come off them. And I'm told that more and more now, stuff that's coming in is building materials because people are investing in this capital city rather than aid, food, which has in recent years been the dominant staple. We found a group of drivers loading bundles onto their trucks. All of them said life was better under Shabab, less corrupt and more secure, so long as you steered clear of politics.
Under Al-Shabaab, they will not threaten your life. They will not hassle you. They will not make any hindrances. But in the other administrations, they will point against you. They will stop you. They will take money from you. They will rob you.
What about everyone else? All. So the truck drivers have got a big vote for Al-Shabaab. That's Burundian soldiers singing. They're in the ground floor of the shot-out, bombed-out old Ministry of Defence building in Mogadishu. And yet here in this cavernous space, they've fashioned an improvised chapel out of strings of yogurt pots and a cardboard cross. The African Union knows it needs more than just military victories here. The gun has become a way of life. Africans solving African problems seems to be working for now. But in the end, it is Somalia's patchwork of private militias that needs to be integrated into a unified national force, one that will defend the security of the population, not just the interests of the clan.